Morning. Let us pray first before we read the Bible and hear the God voice. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. We would like to thank you because you already give us good, healthy, so we can come to your house. We need your word, Father. We want to hear what you want to us. And please lead us so we understand the will of God in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Okay, how are you today? Okay. One question. Have you ever feel jealous with someone? Yeah, Leon, yes, I am. In my opinion, there are two kinds of jealous. One negative side and then the other is positive. What I say negative is like this. If we see someone more beautiful or more handsome with us, we feel, oh, jealous. And then after that, talk something bad about him or about her to other people. This kind, what I said, negative, jealous. Yeah. Or if we open the Bible, Psalm chapter 73, we can read and show that the writer feel jealous with rich people. They feel he feel that the rich people like a lucky man. They have a lot of food, good food, good housing, everything like that. Another jealous, in my opinion, is positive jealous. What kind of positive jealous? When I was in Bible seminary, I never jealous with lazy student. But I always jealous with a clever and diligent student. So, when I take a nap, and I saw my roommate, she didn't take a nap and read the Bible and read the book, then I must wake up. No, I must wake up. I must wake up. Nighttime, when I feel tired, then I show him still read the Bible again and read the book. Then I said, I must wake up. I must wake up. I must do better than him. That kind, I said, positive jealous. The feeling of jealous make you want to do better. So I always feel jealous with someone who can walk with God so close. Because of that, when I heard that SP is a growing church, I feel jealous. Why I said I feel jealous? I want to know what is the secret of the growing of SP. Then I observation, then I saw, this is one of the secret, morning prayer. I may not come to this place. Nobody control me, and nobody push me. Oh, Pastor Slamet, you must come in morning prayer. Nobody say like that. But I see, because so many people pray, so I must come to this place. This is one of the secret. Brother and sister, I want to tell you more than this. You must feel jealous with whom in the Bible? With Daniel in the Bible. Have you ever read the story of Daniel in the Bible? Daniel is a young man like us. But he can serve in three kings the whole his life. King of Nebuchadnezzar in Bahasa Indonesia. Number two, king of Darius. And then king of Belshazzar. Daniel is not a Babylon people. He is a Jew. But she can serve in three different kings. And not only serve, but He is a second man after the king, then the Daniel. Joseph only one, Pharaoh, but Daniel three. Daniel not only can serve better, but Daniel can show who is God to these three kings. So I said, this young man is very, very wonderful. We must know why God can use Daniel. When we read this kind of story, I hope you're jealous, I mean positive jealous, control yourself, and then you want to do the same thing with Daniel. Okay, let us open the first Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requests of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Human have desire. One of the problem of human is cannot control his mouth. Okay? That is why people after 35 easy to overweight. The same Kim always say, oh, 1 pound, 1 pound. 1 pound, 1 pound. The problem in this area, yeah, if we can close, then no problem. Yeah, I show a Korean official seldom takes lunch. Every day when I show her in lunch time, only eat some fruit. This is your lunch? Yeah. Then I show she never overweight. Always in control, but always uncontrolled. So Daniel can control his mouth. But the important thing is not Daniel can control. We see the first sentence. But Daniel purposed in his heart. Purposed in his heart. Someone can grow closely with God. Someone can serve God better. Someone can follow God till the end of his life. The first step comes from his heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. Daniel has a good will. Daniel has strong commitment. Brother and sister, we want to follow God till the end of our life. Not because of our strength, but the first step must come from our purpose, our commitment. Because if we read after this, we see at verse 9, now God has broke Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. That means after you have commitment, then God power come to you. I never fasting before, you already know. Now I still counting. Today is November 18. So I still have 40 days. After this, 21 days. Of course, as a pastor, I cannot ask the church member, all Febe member must fasting, but the pastor of Febe not fasting. I cannot tell them like that. If I said all Febe sisters must fasting, that means I must fast longer and longer and what I say longer than there. That means I must do the first. If I do not fasting, I cannot ask people to fast. So my wife before always say like that, in Jakarta, you cannot do anything before have breakfast, and you always get a big breakfast, noodle, and then chicken soup, yellow chicken soup, everything I ate. But now you can control. Then I said, not because of me, but because of God. The first must come from us, our commitment. If you have full of commit, then God will bless you. This is number one. Number two, verse 12. Please test your servant for 10 days and let them give us vegetable to eat and water to drink. The word, please test your servant for 10 days. Daniel has commitment. Number two, Daniel has faith action. Sometimes we just say, I believe God. Everybody believe God. But the problem, do you trust God? If you trust God, that means you have keep in faith. Daniel trusts God, that God can control himself, God can take care of himself, God can provide himself. That is why in front of this kind of people, Daniel said, give me a test, 10 days. After test, then the Bible told us that Daniel better than other people. Brother and sister, have you ever tried to say something to your friend? Give me a test. Then I believe God will do better for me. We all educated people. We always make a plan in our life. Have you ever made faith plan? If you're planning by yourself, this is not a faith plan. If you make a plan more than your ability and you put God in your planning, that's mean a faith plan. Our pastor in this place has a big dream. We must have big building so we can cover everything. When I saw the first drawing of the first building, and I thanks God. Why? Because PSEM put a room for Fabi, 200 people. But I don't know when. But what he make me feel, oh, this pastor not only thinking of himself, but also thinking for Indonesian men. He has a dream. So when he has a dream, he start with faith action. Have you ever have a dream when you start with faith action? Daniel said, give me a test. If you never said like that, you never feel that God power come to you. You must have this kind of sentence in your mouth. Then you said, give me a test. Then God will give you power, will give you blessing. Number three. Let's see chapter 2. Verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Number three, I see that Daniel always surrender in God. They have problem. When Daniel heard this kind of problem, Daniel also a humble man. He never feel that he can pass this problem by himself. So Daniel come to his house and then share with his friend. And then they pray together. Sometimes we as a leader in the church feel shy if we share our problem to other people. We want to be looked, oh, church leader, no problem. Church leader can resolve any problem. So when we are in a group prayer, everybody pray, and what you want me to pray? No. It's look that if we do not ask someone pray for me, that means we higher than other people. Totally wrong. Daniel is the leader of his friend. But Daniel come and said to them, let us pray together. Let us ask God. Ask God give us power to resolve this problem. Daniel not only surrendered to God, but Daniel also has humble heart. Number 4. Let us, chapter 6, open chapter 6, verse 11. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Number 3, Daniel keep his spirituality in every situation. You know, we follow God in good situation is easy. We follow God in good economic is easy. But how if we follow God in bad situation? Sometimes I feel, am I can do the same thing with what he has done? Indonesian has a lot of disaster. For example, Mentawai tsunami, and then Wasir flood in Papua, and then the other place in Gunung Merapi, Central Java volcano. Many Christians feel a big problem, and then they still worship God. Then I always ask myself, can you do the same thing? Daniel can do it. In good situation, Daniel worship God. In bad situation, Daniel also worship God. That is why Daniel have strong power in his life. He never forget to worship God 3 times a day. Of course, I don't ask you to worship God 3 times a day, but at least your heart always near with God. If your heart near with God, that means you have communication and then God power come to you. These 4 secrets Daniel always do in his life. That is why Daniel got vision from God. If you read the whole this story, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, Daniel get the vision from God. Daniel not only be a second man in the country, but Daniel also has something from God. He can know what happened in the next. Why? Because first, Daniel has commitment. Second, Daniel has faith. Number 3, Daniel always surrender. And then number 4, Daniel always keep his spirituality. May God bless us so we can do the same thing with Daniel. Let us pray. Sophia will lead us in prayer.
the 4 point that Pastor Solomon shared with us, and I was just like, let's bow our head and just like, you know, invite God to help us to examine our heart and to see, you know, the way that, you know, things that places that we need to really develop that positive jealous when we see our fellow brothers and sisters like so hungry for God and seeking out to God, and we just, you know, look into our heart and see, you know, do we have that passion for God? Is there any area that God wants us to step out of faith? Because when we serve, when we step out of the faith, the power, the blessing come. Also, let's pray for the whole church that's gathering today. Just pray that, you know, the leaders will be blessed with the wisdom, just like Daniel, setting a good example, showing that, you know, how we can worship God in the things that we do, and pray that they have a wonderful fellowship tonight. Also, let's pray for the newborns to our church. Baby Hannah that was born to Pastor Sam's family, and also Bernice also give birth to two healthy babies, and there's more babies to come along too. And so let's pray for the pregnant mom and also all the baby, and pray that they will be growing healthily, and also, you know, they will be walking with God.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I see you there. I see you there hanging on a tree. You bled and then you died and then you rose again for me. Now you are sitting on your heavenly throne. Soon we will be coming home. You're beautiful. When we arrive, Heavenly Father, we just give thanks for you for this day, Lord, that we can wake up and we feel alive because you breathe that air, breathe that breath into us and giving us life. You promise us that this is the life abundant. Father, I just ask you to bless my brother and sister here. Bless them to live out the fullness that you have given them, Lord, the portions that you have blessed each one of them. I also live out, you know, we just live out in one voice too, that we live out those brothers and sisters, not just from the SP, but those other Christians that's in the workplace, Lord, in different marketplace, be them in school, in office, you know, wherever they are, Lord, they need your strength, Lord. A lot of time there is a lot of distractions and a workload and all these things is coming down and they forget about this special identity that you have given them. Lord, we leave them up to you, Lord, and just ask you to empower them. This morning, you reminded us that Daniel, despite the high rank and all the work that he did, he's humbled himself before you. He worshiped you all the time. Father, we just lift each one of our brothers and sisters that is in the marketplace, Lord, that pray that their heart be connected to you, Lord. They don't forget. They have that privilege to connect with you. They have that infinite wisdom that you have, Lord. I just ask that, Lord, that work in their life, Lord, and help them to shine for you, to live out that full abundance that you have promised in their life, Lord. And so work is no longer just a job or chore, but really a time to shine for you and really to enjoy the work that you have blessed them with. And at the same time, Lord, help them to see the people around them. Help them to see those people around them who are still in bondage and showing them the love of Christ through my brothers and sisters in the marketplace, Lord. We lift them up to you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name.